Listener supported. WNYC Studios. It's gonna be
a long night. A band of unrelated brothers and a guitar hero unplugged. I'm John Schaefer, and today on Soundcheck, a live broadcast from WNYC's Green Space. We'll hear a performance from this boundary-pushing bluegrass quintet, Punch Brothers. Plus, they'll tell us about a new album called Who's Feeling Young Now? And the new Punch Brothers documentary. But we'll kick things off with Khaki King. This virtuoso guitarist is known for creating thick layers of sound using electronics, effects, and her whispery voice. Today, she'll join us with just an acoustic guitar, and we might just hear a new song or two. Stick around for Khaki King and Punch Brothers, live from the Green Space. That's Soundcheck, right after the news. And since you're listening to a podcast, you don't have to listen to the news. But before we actually get to the body of the show, I want to ask you a favor. Tell us what you think of the Soundcheck podcast. What do you like? What don't you like? Your opinion counts, and we want to keep making the best podcast we can. So send us an email, soundcheck@wnyc.org. All right, that's soundcheck@wnyc.org. And now, on with the show. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and we are live from the Green Space. Coming up on our show today, we have a live performance from the progressive string band known as Punch Brothers. But I'm joined on stage first by guitarist Khaki King. For 10 years, King's been honing her signature fret-tapping technique, and a few years back, it earned her a spot on Rolling Stone magazine's list of new guitar gods, along with people like Jack White and Tom Morello. And over the years, she's kind of expanded that arsenal of sounds, including some other instruments, big-name collaborators, a backing band. Lately, though, she's wanted to get back to basics. And that's what you're going to hear. Khaki King, solo, acoustic, with some songs so new they're not even titled yet. Here's one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, Khaki King, live from the Green Space.
Thank you.
Jackie King, live in the green space with Song for John, let's
Song for
John,
I love it, perfect. Song for Schaefer.
New untitled number. This really is back to the way we first heard you.
It is, yeah.
You, the guitar, no singing, no backing band and stuff. I mean, each of your albums has seemed to be a kind of a progression from the one before. Why now, you know, come back to the basics like this?
Honestly, I had a moment where I didn't identify as a guitar player as much as I did with this other stuff. And I think I let a lot of distraction into my musical life. And it was really fun and exciting. And I loved having a band, and I loved playing dirty rock clubs. I loved it. I mean, I had a great, interesting life. But then it just became, you know, well, then, like, look, I've made 5 albums. What do I do? And, like, really what I do best and what I feel that I'm expressing myself best is with this. And, you know, even though every record was different, it was all written. You know, Dreaming of Revenge, which is an interesting record, was written totally solo guitar. I thought that was going to be a solo guitar record. So while I'm, you know, performing as a sort of back to the basics kind of thing, like that the basics have never changed for me.
Right.
So, you know, but I've played guitar for 28 years. I mean, it's like a really weird relationship you have with this thing after such a long time. And so I lost it for a minute. I just didn't love playing guitar and I got that back, which I'm really happy about.
So you recently tweeted, it's about time to make a new record.
Oh man, I am
What
busted.
Do you guys think? Sort of asking your Twitter followers to weigh in.
Yeah.
So are you thinking that maybe some of these things you're playing for us today might be part of the next
yeah,
record?
Yeah, they hopefully they will be. Yeah, Twitter, man. Every time I do anything on Twitter, I get in trouble.
Well, can I just, you know, I tell my kids this. It's like, if you put anything online,
oh, yeah,
it's going to be there forever. It's like, you know, people think, I'll just do this a couple of people.
But at the same time, you know, in an honest way, I mean, I do get a lot of, you know, people do really write back to me, and they do give, and they do say great things, and they say, well, I think it should be like this, or I think that, I miss this sound, or I love that song, or that, you know, and people kind of do give me the constructive criticism, like, from fan to me, which sometimes doesn't always happen. So in a genuine way, I was asking what people thought.
All right. Can I tell you what I think?
Yes.
I would like to hear on your next album.
Great. Anything you want.
Khaki and I were in Adelaide, Australia a couple of years back for the Adelaide International Guitar Festival, and you did a complete deconstruction of Jimi Hendrix's Hey Joe.
It was pretty far out.
Which was so weird.
It was
so willfully weird. I would love to hear that again.
All right. I will see what I can do. It was like, Hey Joe. Where are you going with that gun in your hand? And that's how it started, and it just went weird. You're right.
Yeah. So maybe not for the next
one. For you, though. I'll do a special recording.
All right. Now, you've got a couple of guitars here. You're going to stick with this one for this next
piece?
Sure,
yeah. I'm going to add my little foot.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, this is like a standard-looking wooden box that we've actually mic'd.
No, this is a very expensive, custom-made foot-stomping machine, John.
Okay. It is a very impressive device.
It has all 6 panels. It used to hold spoons, but now it... Now I'm going to hit on.
Now its job is to simply provide a kind of percussive accompaniment.
Yeah.
So another untitled piece, new music from Khaki King, live from the green space. Thank you. Once again, Khaki King live in the green space on Soundcheck today. And for those of you listening at home, you should be watching as well. You can watch our webcast live online at wnyc.org/soundcheck. That kind of percussive way of playing the guitar, was that the way you approached the instrument when you first picked it up?
Not when I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
That is generally how babies treat guitars.
Well, yeah, now that I think about it, I was 4, going on 5. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't remember doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that when I started becoming... I had a knowledge of guitar by the time I was a teenager that was good enough to go, okay, well, now do I become a jazz player, or do I study classical, or do I do shreddy heavy metal stuff? Like, what am I going to do? And I kind of found this fourth way of detuning and, you know, and listening to soul guitar players, of which I know you know a lot about. And really it was like, well, I'm hearing everything. I'm hearing bass. I'm hearing drums. How do I apply that to the guitar? And that's really what what influenced my playing, was listening to these guys make these great solo guitar records that didn't need any accompaniment. You know,
so you mean people like the late Michael Hedges,
mm-hmm. and Alex Zagrotsky, and
Leo Kottke,
and Fahey, and even guys like Nick Drake and Mark Kozelek, and that's this kind of cool, weird guitar that was this like alternate to all the mm-hmm. sort of other stuff I'd heard.
Right. And that kind of guitar playing can be very versatile as well.
Yeah.
As we found out in January when you did a score for mm-hmm. One of the Buster Keaton films. It was mm-hmm. Scarecrow, right?
Yeah.
For the New York Guitar Festival. You've done some other... You've had some other kind of tangential relationships with the film industry, haven't you?
Yeah.
Anything stand out for you as a particularly memorable or formative time?
You know, the August Rush thing was interesting because...
Now, this is the film about the boy who's a virtuoso
yes,
player.
He's a virtuoso music prodigy. So I already hate him. You know, like, I'm already rolling my eyes. Okay? Like, whatever. And he's living in an abandoned church in Harlem. Again, rolling my eyes. As if. But, you know, it's a children's movie. It's a family movie. It's a beautiful film. But what they wanted me to do was re-record some of the music and make it sound better. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I mean, this is Michael Hedges' piece we're talking about. You know, it was really hard for me because I couldn't go and ask permission, you know. Michael Hedges is deceased. And so I did that, and I sort of took it. I said, okay, I'll make it. It wasn't that I needed to make it sound better. I needed to make it sound so it would look better
mm-hmm.
or look more interesting. And that's what I did.
And you were also the body
hand double.
The hand
yes.
double.
So I recorded the music, and the actors, Freddie Highmore, and I filmed myself playing the guitar, and what they wanted to do was have someone, because he did a really great job.
Uh-huh.
You know, they showed me the film, and I was like, it looks perfect. He looks like he's playing the song. And they said, yeah, but we want it to look more... cool.
Shreddy.
So, yeah, they wanted it to look like put their hand over the neck. And, you know, which was, I get it. And so at the end of the day, they said, we can't, you know, it's just not going to work with his schedule. And it was reshoots. And, you know, will you be the
mm-hmm.
the
will
hand
you be
double?
The hands? Yes.
So I actually had to get in his costume. It was fun.
Uh-huh.
I don't really act. So I got to be like talent. I got to be in the trailer. They're not as nice on the inside. I say it was a, you know, a really well-paid hand job.
We're speaking with the brutally honest Khaki King here in the green space today. Now, you've switched over to an instrument that I don't believe I've seen before. It looks like... a 12-string guitar, except maybe one that's like kind of been in...
It's kind of stunted.
It's been shrunken somehow. What is this?
This is an amazing instrument. It's called a Griffin. And Joe Viette is a luthier in Woodstock. And, you know, this is the kind of thing... I think I played one for the first time maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And as soon as I played it, I knew I had to have one. it's just this bright, happy little weird thing. And I mean, my whole search in music life has been, how deep can I get? How low can I tune my guitar? How much bass can I get? So this is a real turnaround for me.
Mm. So it's a high-strung, 12-string kind of parlor-sized guitar.
I mean, piccolo size? I don't know piccolo, how you'd have to...
It's pretty small.
Really, he makes stuff that's just really not definable, but it's cool.
And you got a new piece to play on this as well.
I do.
All right, once again, it's Khaki King, live in the Green Space. Khaki King, live in the Green Space, on soundcheck. And another brand new untitled piece played on this high-strung 12-string guitar. I've changed my mind. I want that piece to be Song for John.
Absolutely. Song
that
for
first piece was garbage. I want... No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know.
wow, what a sound. I mean, you know, almost halfway between a guitar and a mandolin.
Yeah.
And this kind of banjo figuration that you're playing. You know, we got Noam Pikelny and Chris Thiele with their actual banjo and mandolin waiting to come on.
They're probably mad.
I would be.
How dare she?
So, I don't think I've asked you this in all the time I've known you, but Khaki, is that short for something?
Yeah, short for Catherine.
And where
I can't believe you didn't know that. Khaki came from being really small, and I didn't have the... Catherine Elizabeth King is so long, and I was so little. And so it was like a baby nickname that just stuck through all my years. I mean, it never... I'm Khaki in all the yearbooks. I mean, it's my little name. It's always been my name. People think it's a stage name, and it's not.
All right,
maybe it was when I was an infant, you know, my infant stage.
But now it's Khaki King. She's got a bunch of records to her credit and another one sort of germinating right
indeed.
Here on the stage of the Green Space today.
Well, I figured let's take a nice little risk.
All right. Khaki, thank you so much.
Thanks
it really
for having
was a great
me.
Set.
Thank you.
Khaki King, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, you can tune in now to our live webcast from the Green Space at wnyc.org/soundcheck, where I'm told while we were talking about that film August Rush, our crew in the production studio was actually posting a portion of that, a video clip on our webpage. You can check that out as well. In a moment, the Newgrass Quintet, Punch Brothers, takes the stage. This is Soundcheck live from the Green Space. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Once again, we are live from the Green Space. And joining me on stage here at the Green Space, the band Punch Brothers, the Brooklyn-based progressive bluegrass quintet. They've got a new album out. It's called Who's Feeling Young Now? And they're about to play for us a live version of the track that opens that album. It's called Movement and Location. Please welcome Punch Brothers to the Green Space. Thank you. The band Punch Brothers, live from the Green Space on Soundcheck with a song called Movement and Location from their latest album, Who's Feeling Young Now? Let me introduce you to the members of the band. Chris Thiele playing mandolin and singing. Gabe Witcher on fiddle. Chris Eldridge on guitar. Paul Cowart behind me on the bass. And Noam Pekelny playing the banjo. Chris, let me ask you about movement and location. Mariano Rivera is the greatest relief pitcher in baseball history. Even though he only has one pitch, everyone knows what's coming, but he throws it, and the ball has movement and location.
That's right. He puts it right where he wants it.
Right.
And it's odd where it goes, given what you're seeing from the batter's box.
So,
not that I'd know.
Now, have you played baseball?
I was a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Did you have movement and location?
No. I had.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be standing here with a mandolin wrapped around you, would you?
Exactly. I would be pitching for the Cubs if I had.
Oh, was that your team?
I had. Although, you know what? I think I could right now, given their staff. Yeah. I think I could. I think I could serve up homers just as readily.
Uh-huh. So, you know, the album sort of came out around the start of baseball season. It was perfectly timed.
Thank you.
For an ostensibly bluegrass band, I have to say, I'm surprised, and people who are here in the green space or watching our live webcast, at the amount of pedals. You all have pedals. Is this what progressive bluegrass is? Is bluegrass through pedals?
We just got the pedals so that we could say progressive. They're serving no purpose. They look pedally down there, don't they? Do they not look pedally, folks?
Yeah, you guys look like guitar gods with your little black boxes.
Tapping comes next. I can't do that.
Well, he was almost, for a moment there, he was almost the Eddie Vedder of the the Eddie Van Halen of the, he is the Eddie Vedder of the
I'll take it. No,
mandolin.
Actually, what happened was we wanted the studio to play more of a part in mm-hmm. in the record-making process this time. Hitherto, Who's Feeling Young Now, we'd been sort of just chronicling exactly what we did in a room, you know, just sort of getting it on tape, as near to what it sounded like in a room as possible, and the problem with that, we've decided there's a problem with that, John. the reason that we've grown frustrated with it is that it'll never sound as good as it does naturally in a room. If you're there with musicians in a room, that's the most exciting sound in the whole world, and depending on who they are.
Way to play to the audience.
But it is. It's an exciting sound, and it's never going to come out of speakers right. like that. You know, you get it. You put it in a two-dimensional place, and that three-dimensional sound is never going to sound as good as it does. So we wanted to take advantage of the fantasy aspect mm-hmm. of making a record, getting some old gear involved, and we got quite attached to the way those sounds work with these songs, thus the pedals.
All right. Well, the album's called Who's Feeling Young Now? It is out now. Punch Brothers are playing here in New York tomorrow night at Town Hall with singer-songwriter Jessica Hoop. And for our Detroit listeners at WDET, they'll be coming to Detroit's Magic Stick on Monday, June 4th. But today they're here in the green space. You want to do the title track from
sure.
the new record? Okay, it's Punch Brothers with Who's Feeling Young Now, live from the green space.
I wasn't tired, I'm never tired. Youth will not be wasted on this. In a dark room, another dark room. She said, hey, you gonna like this? It's easy to like by candlelight if not under the sun. Who's feeling young now? Door room to doorway, doorway to sidewalk. Youth will not be wasted on this one in a thick fog. She said, hey, this isn't like me, it's a little like there could be something new under the sun. the times we try to listen. But we can't hear a thing when all we think about are all the things we think we might be missing. Cause if we think we are, and if we don't, we are. With the time it takes to think of making love and through a kissing. They try to tell us, and the times we try to listen. Perfect. Gray hair ain't a crown of wisdom when you're a young man till you're an old man. She said, hey, you look a lot like someone I like to. Flew just far enough under the sun to never come down.
Punch Brothers, live at the Green Space on Soundcheck with the title track to their latest album, Who's Feeling Young Now? We'll take a quick break, and when we return, more live music from the Punch Brothers on Soundcheck, live in the Green Space. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Once again, we are live from the Green Space. Once again on stage, the progressive bluegrass quintet known as the Punch Brothers. The guys recently released their third album called Who's Feeling Young Now? And this song is also from that new record. It's called Patchwork Girlfriend. Once again, Punch Brothers.
Me away, her right arm holds me.
It's nice to know she's always away for me at the dead ends. Guess I need a little love from every little square of my sweet little patchwork girlfriend. Of my sweet little patchwork girlfriend.
Once again, the band is Punch Brothers, live on the Green Space stage on Soundcheck today, and Patchwork Girlfriends from the new album called Who's Feeling Young Now. That is kind of a patchwork song. I mean, it's got a little old-timey, a little maybe English music hall, some Eastern European klezmer stuff happening there. Awful lot going into one song.
And you just never know how much will go into it in a given performance. Or how little.
Band name. Do you say The Punch Brothers or Punch Brothers?
We tend to just Punch Brothers, yeah.
Punch Brothers. So it could actually be viewed as a sentence.
That's true.
Punch Brothers. Yeah. But there's this documentary about you guys out called How to Grow a Band. Wasn't that the original name of this band, the How to Grow a Band?
That's absolutely right. We were Christy Lee and the How to Grow a Band.
And now the name has come back to haunt you.
But you know, yes, that's true. But before that, even, we were called the Tensions Mountain Boys.
Tensions Mountain Boys. I get it.
our incredibly tasteful record label took issue with that.
Can I say Punch Brothers is clearly the winner of the three alternatives?
You absolutely can.
Anyway, this documentary, How to Grow a Band, is playing at the Village East Cinema about the band Punch Brothers. Noam, you were the first winner of the Steve Martin Prize for Banjo. Which Steve Martin and his band were here last year.
I was just as shocked as the rest of you all were.
To give it his full title, the Steve Martin Prize for Excellence in Banjo and Bluegrass. That is a rather grand affair. What does it actually mean?
I was blindsided by this prize. Nobody knew that it existed except for the people giving it out, and so there was no anticipation. What did it mean? I got a huge check from Steve Martin in the mail, and from the, it was actually for $50,000 for those of you who are curious.
Wow!
Everybody in the audience here was kind of motioning. They wanted a number on that. There's a huge cash prize, a beautiful sculpture by Eric Fischel, and we also got to go on Letterman with Steve, and
wow.
We played a song and got to do a little gag there on the couch.
Very nice. Well, the band is Punch Brothers, and there are a couple of covers on the new record. There's a Radiohead song, but there's also a tune by this wonderful Swedish folk group called Vessen. And the song, they call it Flippin, which means the flip. You want to wrap up with that?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Once again, Punch Brothers live from the Green Space. Punch Brothers, live from the Green Space, on soundcheck with a performance of a song called Flippin from the Swedish band Vessen, which they've covered on the new album under the name The Flip. The new album's called Who's Feeling Young Now? Punch Brothers are playing tonight, tomorrow night here in New York at Town Hall. And in Detroit for our WDET listeners on Monday, June 4th at Magic Stick. And guys, thank you so much for coming in here and playing for us. Congratulations on the new record. We'll see you again.
All right, thanks so much, John.
Punch Brothers, live from the Green Space. And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow on our program, New York Times food writer Jeff Gordonier and chef Jesse Schenker of the restaurant Reset will talk about the role music plays in menus, dining areas, even in hiring. And we'll have a discussion with Dolores Lala Brooks of the 60s girl group The Crystals. That'll be tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. We had help today from George Wellington and Edward Haber. Our program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn, with help from Margaret Bresnahan. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. Thanks to the entire staff here at the Green Space for their help with today's show. I'm John Schaefer. Thank you all for being here for Soundcheck, live from the Green Space.